And finally this hour, an unlikely twist in the story of Occupy Wall Street. For the past several years, the movement has critiqued everything from the structure of banking to low-wage pay. Well, now you can own a part of Occupy. It's a large panoramic poster of protesters camped out in New York's Zuccotti Park. And as NPR's Margot Adler reports, you can only buy it online at Walmart.
The publisher of the poster is Lieberman's, a wholesale supplier of art posters. Walmart is selling it online in two sizes for about $52 and $42. The one customer review so far on the Walmart site gives it 5 stars for incredible irony. But Ed Needham, who is part of the Occupy Wall Street press team and a longtime member of Occupy, says none of this is surprising.
You can buy Occupy music. You can buy Occupy artwork. You can buy many different books about Occupy, you know, Occupy philosophy by folks like Noam Chomsky. I mean, if it's out there, chances are, you know, Walmart might be selling it.
Now, none of these stores are selling these items because of Occupy's philosophy.
You know, I think they look at, can we sell this and can we make a profit?
It's ironic, he says, it's fun. He doesn't think we will see an Occupy fund at Goldman Sachs, but he says this all proves how much Occupy has permeated popular culture, from politicians using Occupy phrases during campaigns to Occupy being featured on the HBO show The Newsroom to this well-known phrase.
We are the 99%!
We are the 99%!
People may not agree with some of Occupy's actions, Needham says, but income inequality is now part of the national conversation. The photograph was taken by Tom Sheckles of Moorestown, New Jersey, who told the Village Voice he had no idea. But many of his photographs end up at stock agencies like Getty and All Posters. Recently, the magazine Adbusters has been fighting over the selling of another Occupy poster, this of a woman dancing on the Wall Street Bull. When Che Guevara became an image on a T-shirt, many 60 activists thought it made the era into a music and fashion statement rather than a movement of political ideas. But lots of Occupy people seem to say, just let the ideas percolate no matter how. And like this Occupy chant,
another world is possible! We are unstoppable! Another world is possible!
Maybe that is how you get ideas out in this culture. We wanted to know how many posters Walmart had sold. Walmart wouldn't talk, but referred us to their statement that they provide a broad assortment of products to serve a diverse customer base. As for who else is making money on the poster, Ed Needham says not Occupy.
That's okay. You know, Occupy doesn't need money. We're not here to make money.
But a lot of people and companies are. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.